Hello, I am Yogini Sunita, and this is Meditation, Yoga and Stuff podcast. I believe my dharma or my life's purpose is to share my understanding of meditation, yoga and Ayurveda, holistic healing science of India. I make these amazing wisdoms accessible and adaptable for present times. So let's start. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today's topic is like-minded people or Sangha. So I don't know if you heard the word Sangha. It is a Sanskrit term, which is usually you will hear it in Buddhism, where they use it about, like-minded people growing together. So what Sangha is basically where individuals who share similar values, beliefs and interests or goals often find it easy to connect with each other, engage with each other and also feel understood and supported by each other. It also easy to share each other's thoughts. Like-minded people can grow together. Like-minded people can be vary in age. So it doesn't have to be similar age or gender or cultures. But it's just that this bond which happens due to their passion, their similar passions. And this could be, you know, for example, if we look at from the point of view of yoga, if people are following the path of yoga, meditation, where basically it feels like people are speaking the same language. That's my, in my layperson's term, I like to call it that. This is the explanation of Sangha, like-minded people coming together and growing together. And the reason I took this topic today is basically I have experienced the beauty and the support of the community or Sangha. And I wanted to share that with you all today. I am part of few groups and I find it very valuable to be in these groups. These groups are really where, you know, people from diverse background coming together. And we are basically helping each other to grow. We are helping each other to move towards our own goal. So, for example, this group I am part of, everyone has their own goal. But the encouragement, the support we give each other, and also constructive feedback about if something is not working. So it's not all goody-goody, you know, but it's also very, the positive constructive feedback is also very valuable. And I find it very, very encouraging to be part of these kind of like groups. And few kind words on the path of, for example, if you have business or wellness group, something like that. Sometimes it can be very lonely. It may feel very lonely. So what happens that if you have a similar kind of like a person who is on the similar journey, who has similar struggles, working with them and understanding, you know, or explaining to them what we are going through, it really helps us to also grow as well as have this support, which is very, very amazing. So it the essential part of group like this is where people provide the safe space to be part of this group, you know, where they understand your struggles, they understand your limitations, as well as they help you to motivate. And for me, being part of these groups, a couple of them are women's group, some of them are mixed group, and all the groups I joined, it feels like they have different energy, like the group themselves have a personality. And I joined this group. The reason was as a part of like a yoga business or meditation. What I'm doing at this moment is being entrepreneur, being this business person. where my heart is still in completely in yoga, meditation and Ayurveda. So putting this hat on of a business person, I'm finding it a little bit challenging. And the reason for feeling like this is because the marketing trends change really fast. There is so much information available, some for free, some for paid. And also there are so many, for example, funnels, and you have to have low hanging fruit. If you're an entrepreneur or business person, you will understand this language. Low hanging fruit, you have to have pitch, you have to have 30 second pitch, you have to have, these longer pitch, and you have to, take on this persona. Whereas so far, what I was doing as a yoga, meditation, Ayurveda teacher was go with the flow. And even though now I'm still doing that, but I'm trying to understand, is there any better way to do heartfelt business? And I truly believe that there is, because I constantly love to learn. I constantly love to understand new concept, understand how this beautiful information we have available. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, I want to understand it better. I want to take that on board and improve with it. And that's why I am part of these groups, where these people understand that this is a new language for a lot of us, but also at the same time, we have this, yearning to grow, basically, And so that's why I love these kind of like groups. And I found this beautiful group of heartfelt entrepreneurs who are helping each other, These beautiful group of people really helping each other. And we are from all over the world. And what happens that in this group is basically, you talk with them, how does this, business plan looks, or how can I improve this? And they give you suggestions. Some of us has been doing it for many years. Others are starting new. People like me who are now changing the platform completely and trying to wrap head around with the modern technology and things like that. And here, communicating with like-minded people is really beautiful. Like, it keeps me motivated. I also feel the other group I'm going to talk about is a women's group, which is, I feel so much support there, so much sisterhood there, that it is so lovely, And we connected through WhatsApp group. So the first group I talked about, we connected through Zoom, but the second group is a WhatsApp group, which is also has this beautiful community of women who are supporting each other. And I find that the social group is so beautiful we understand each other's challenges. We understand that how much effort we are putting into whatever we are doing, doesn't have to be business. This particular group is basically sisters helping each other. And that's what we call that group, sisters groups. It's a beautiful group, We're not necessarily sisters by blood, but we are sisters from all over the world and helping each other. And so I find it that this kind of like group, the variety in these kind of like group, the variety of thoughts, I should say, is very beautiful, because maybe I'm thinking of the same problem in one direction, but then in the groups, I'm finding it there are different ways of the same, different dimension of the same thought process. Say for example, if my thought process is going maybe too straightforward, I see different dimension of that and I see the beauty of that. So I'm finding that variety of thoughts there are very helpful. And it is really beautiful to see like how, beautiful some people's brain are, which work in such a fascinating way. So the group dynamic where this beautiful exchange of wisdom happens, I find that very motivating. And also coefficiency, like basically, when I get this motivation, I think it improves my efficiency, you know, because now I'm recharged. So every week, some group are weekly, some group are fortnightly. And I just do two or three groups, max, because otherwise it becomes too much. And we meet for 1 hour to half an hour, depending on what's happening. One group is for 1.5 hour. But I have put that in my calendar, and then, we meet and we straight away go to the topic. We talk about it in a very, very matter-of-factly in a way, but also at the same time supportively. Like, if, for example, someone suggests something beautiful, everyone goes, oh, I never thought about it this like that. Oh, someone will suggest, oh, this platform is good, you know. Have you tried that? So all this is really beautiful to grow, basically. And I find it very, it has made me very efficient in so many ways. Like the things I didn't know about different platforms, I started using that, started exploring that. And then I realized that, oh, there is a much easier way to do things, you know. So that's what the group, the Sangha, the community is giving me. And this sense of community, well, we human beings are social creatures, you know, we need that group support. And if the whole group is motivated and going in same direction, then there is a strength in that, you know, that strength we all share together, like, you know, we all motivate each other. And sometimes if you are not able to attend the meeting, you know, and the next time, you know, you get a lot of information about that as well. Or sometimes some groups keep recordings available, and it helps the momentum going. And I find it very, very valuable to have this kind of like a community a platform, or have that support like that. And these platform also how, like, we are in this modern world where we are going to find our communities online now. So that is a part of our life as well. So what if this, you know, online is always going to be there, you know, and we cannot say that, you know, a lot of time people will say, oh, how much screen time for this? Or people will say, I'm going to keep the screen closed or things like that. And I totally understand that. I am one of them as well. But the thing is, with the modern world, this is the way knowledge exchange is going to happen. So first thing we need to understand that this is not going to go anywhere. And so these kind of like platforms will always be there. Once we understand that these kind of like platforms will always be there, also, instead of going on social media and spending time, what if we spend time into something constructive, something which is very supportive, where people with similar interests, goals and needs are coming together and interacting with each other and motivating each other, helping each other. These kind of platforms are very valuable. And I find that there are also a lot of amazing trainings these platforms may provide you. Because one of the couple of groups I talked about, they also have trainings, recorded trainings. But that information was new for me, in a sense, like I am aware of recorded training, but the training itself was something new for me to learn. Now, some of the people already knew about that, so they don't have to do the training. But for me, it was valuable, it was short, it was really nice and very precise. So I liked that part. Also, we have some group activities which we do, and then we catch up again and share notes. We also have some dynamic groups where, you know, we basically take one issue and talk about it and how can we resolve it, you know. So these kind of things, few examples of the community which are very productive, very happening community. And that's why I find it, these community platforms are very, very beautiful. And I also find that I have met so many amazing people through these community platforms. You know, so many heartfelt connections, so much, trust and loyalty and commitment. It was amazing to share that with these lovely people, you know. A wealth of information, so much amazing information. I also got to see that, you know, on this path of heartfelt business, everyone is also going through the similar thoughts as, you know, finding that balance of, wisdom of yoga, Ayurveda, whatever we're doing. Some people are doing Reiki, some people are doing something else. Coming together with these heartfelt topics we want to share, but also the business side of it and how to make that happen, how to find balance where we are not like, completely swept under the rug of the business. And so we want to share our understanding with and give our clients like a beautiful experience. And we want to do this also by paying our bills as well. So how can we find that balance? And so these communities, I'm learning so much, especially after the 2 years of, not feeling well, suffering on my own with the Ross River virus. I suffered a lot. Ross River virus happens with a mosquito bite. And a side effect of that for me was I was bedridden for almost 18 months and I slowly came out of it. But I'm still just 60% there. And I found that, now having this kind of like a community where I can talk with them. I'm also learning about so much amazing wisdom. You know, I can talk about them, okay. With Ross River, I had to go through, say, for example, anti-inflammatory diet. And some of the beautiful ladies, that is their expertise. So I learned so much from them. Other thing is, and also we share, like I share with them my Ayurveda's understanding of the anti-inflammatory and diet. And then they talk about their understanding. And it is a beautiful to understand, you know, the modern anti-inflammatory diet in Ayurveda, it's almost the same, you know. So learning that, you know, how the holistic wellness is quite on the similar page, you know. And I have this feeling of gratitude about Wisdom of Yoga and Ayurveda and meditation that, you know, I'm so grateful that this wisdom has chosen me, because once again, it tells me in this group that how valuable, how amazing these wisdoms are and how life transformed they are, because the group members enjoy my understanding of these wisdoms as well. So there's a lot of sharing, a lot of growing together happens in these groups. Amazing wisdom, you know, and helping people with these wisdoms, it has been joy of my life. And the whole community I'm part of, like particular community I'm talking about, there's so many amazing healers, I would say, you know, the word come in my mind is healer. And these healers are from all over the world, and their passion is the same, helping the world or helping their clients to feel better, moved towards their optimal health. And from that passion, we have come together and we basically come together, exchange ideas. And it has really been very valuable for me. And so I have recently committed to this particular group for 1 year. And I am very proud of myself in a sense, because now I know that I have this amazing community to grow with. You know, it is beautiful, beautiful way to do that. So overall, community platforms are really beautiful spaces, can be really beautiful spaces. Our job is to basically find the right community. You know, so if we look at like what kind of communities which really speaks with you, you know, experience that a little bit and see who is leading the community, that also is going to play a really big role, because if the community leader or a person or a company who is the has created community is not following the same path, then it doesn't make sense to be part of that community. But if you know that the community is led by someone who has a similar passion as you have, then it is a beautiful way to be part of that community. You know, and it's just amazing how valuable resource community can be. You know, and in this modern world, now that everything is online, so you can actually reach to us and do a lot of research on the communities from all over the world, you know, and find what really works for you. One of the community I really love is from America, and I love that community. So we had to work with time difference, because one of their meetings is 3 p.m., and for me, that circadian rhythm is very important. So I will never, 3 a.m., I should say, 3 a.m. in my midnight, basically, you know. And so I don't want to wake up at 3 a.m. and attend the meeting. But I came to know that they also have a meeting every alternate or every 15 days at Australian time, you know, our morning. So then I realized that, okay, that is doable. So I don't have to do that every week, but I can do it every alternate week. So there is a way. And I think that the communities, the people on the communities also understand that this is a global thing now. So they will give you more different timings and stuff like that. So find your community, find the community which is really helpful for you. And also again, what is the slogan for the community? Why they have created this community? That is also important. So I did a lot of research before becoming part of the community, because there are many women's group, but this particular group, the sisters group I'm talking about, is such a beautiful, beautiful energy they have. And I had chat with the leader of the group, and I really loved her, you know, the thought process and where she's coming from. And I found that, you know, when I had this chat with her, I said, okay, I like what she represents. And so that's what I really loved. And from that place, I thought, okay, I'm going to try this community for a month or so. So I had chat with her and I said, is it possible to just try out? And she said, yeah, definitely. But in a week's time, I fully committed to that community, because it was such a beautiful energy. Here in that particular community, I find that, you know, it's like I feel held. I feel, you know, supported by sisters. Such a beautiful energy. And so I love these kind of communities. And keeping this in mind, I am also going to create a community where I will be offering wellness through the community. And it is a platform similarly exactly what I talked about. It will be, you know, group sessions. There will be dynamic group sessions. There will be also a lot of wisdom sharing and all that. So if you have any wellness goal, if you are looking for your optimal wellness, then contact me and I can help you with how we can achieve your wellness goal and how my community can help you to achieve that goal. So we can work together to achieve your wellness goal. Have you ever thought how would you like to feel, or where your wellness will be in next year's time? Where you want to be with your wellness in next year's time? Just give it a thought, think about it, and see if you want to feel amazing, if you want to feel really motivated, if you want to have a group which will support you. If you want all this, then contact us and I will help you to move in right direction. Optimal health is our birthright. I truly believe that. And it is time to take action. So if you're listening to this podcast, contact me through my website, let's take this in our hands. Let's take our wellness in our hands. I will help you to understand what my community is all about, because that's why I've taken the business name. It is called The Wellness Business. And I truly believe that from bottom of my heart, I will help you in this journey of wellness. So if you want to feel better, if you want to move towards your optimal health, if you want to have more energy, if you want to sleep better, join my community and experience that how it is possible. As I always say, that we are unique fingerprint of divine. And so I will tap into that as well. I will be there in this community to help. But also there will be amazing people, or you yourself can share your wisdom in this community. So if you like something like this, if you like a platform of community where you want to grow together, send me an email and let's see what we can do. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that you're taking this time out of your day. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care. Bye for now.